Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're at 62 degrees.
Expecting a high near 70, mostly cloudy skies, maybe another shower or thunderstorm, but slight.
The Sheboygan Area School Board has delayed action on eliminating an expensive fringe benefit for current and retired teachers. The board was prepared to vote last night on ending long-term care insurance as of August 1st due to the $1 million-a-year price tag and a projected 9.5% increase. But several dozen retired and current teachers showed up at last night's meeting to protest. Retired teacher Bob Kolhanek says they need more time. He put it this way.
We have to look for other options. We have to look for other plans to replace this. 400%, we can't do that. $47,000, we can't do this. There has to be some other companies we have to look at.
And the board then voted to have the administration meet with the teachers and make that decision when they meet in August. And they also took up the budget, Rusty?
They did, and they do have a preliminary budget in place, which is balanced for next school year. The $113 million budget, which is an increase of 1.4% from last year and does include a 2% raise for salaries.
House Speaker John Boehner says the situation in Iraq is growing worse by the minute. Boehner said terrorists continue sweeping toward Baghdad, and he is calling on President Obama to act more aggressively to curb the militant insurgency in Iraq. The Ohio Republican says Obama needs to put forth an overreaching strategy to deal with the spread of terrorism.
The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department investigated two accidents in the county this morning that injured three and resulted in one arrest. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said the first accident occurred around 4:45 on Town Line Road in the town of Holland. 17-year-old Floyd Morin of rural Utsburg was driving eastbound when he left the roadway and struck a tree. He and a passenger, 17-year-old Jacob Gasparo, suffered minor injuries. Gasparo was taken to Sheboygan Memorial Hospital for treatment and was released. Rupnick said Morin was arrested for driving without a license and causing injury while driving while intoxicated. The second accident occurred around 8:35 on I-43 near Rowe Road in the town of Mosul. 20-year-old Courtney Weir of Sheboygan was driving northbound when she entered the median, struck a road sign, came back onto the roadway, and flipped her vehicle. She was treated at the scene for a minor injury. Cited for inattentive driving, they did shut down one lane of I-43 for about an hour to clean up the scene.
Three people were injured after they were hit by a truck just north of Country USA Music Festival in Oshkosh last night. A 23-year-old Washera County man had to be airlifted to Anina Hospital. He had life-threatening injuries. A man and a woman in their 20s also sent to hospitals, their conditions not immediately disclosed. Now, the incident occurred about 10 o'clock last night as the opening night of the Oshkosh Country Fest was ending. Police were not immediately certain whether the injured pedestrians were leaving the festival, but many departing folks were on the streets about that time.
The Supreme Court today hands down a decision about privacy issues and a person's cell phone. We get more from Fox's Shannon Bream.
If you've been arrested, the court unanimously has decided that if a police officer wants to search a cell phone, they find on you, they find in your car after you've been arrested or that car's been impounded, they have to get a warrant. Bottom line, the Chief Justice wrote this for the unanimous court, and he said, our answer to the question what police must do before searching a cell phone seized incident to an arrest is accordingly simple. Get a warrant.
The High Court took two cases involving cell phone searches, one involving a smartphone and the other involving a relatively basic flip phone. In both cases, police used information on each phone to connect the plaintiffs to crimes.
That Waukesha girl who was stabbed in an alleged fictional horror scheme, still spending lots of time with four specialists who are treating her 19 puncture wounds. But her family says the youngster also runs errands with her mom. She recently watched a Disney movie with her dad. Yesterday, the family released a photo of the 12-year-old girl from the neck down. They're concerned about guarding her identity. Mm-hmm. She wore a sign with a large purple heart which said thank you. It also showed some of the thousands of purple hearts sent from supporters.
Well, a bit of irony here. A man who moved out of Milwaukee to get away from the violence is shot in the face during a recent visit home. Eric Grillert has the details.
Claude Motley says it's sad he can't feel safe while visiting the city in which he was raised.
It is the reason why we moved away from Milwaukee.
He came back to attend a high school reunion this past weekend, but his life changed forever after dropping off a friend near 63rd and Capitol. That's when a man approached his window.
I just punched the gas, and as I was leaving, the guy shot me.
Motley was able to drive himself to the hospital even though he was shot in the jaw. He says the city's issues need to be addressed before he ever considers coming back. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillard.
3-year-old boy severely injured when he was run over by a riding lawnmower yesterday afternoon near Lamira in Dodge County. Deputies said the child was apparently running toward the riding mower as the driver was backing it up. The operator did not know the youngster was there. We do not have a word on the boy's condition.
And Summerfest kicks off today, but road construction might make it tough to get there. But John Meerdick explains how the festival is lending concertgoers a helping hand.
Summerfest is almost completely boxed in with road construction, but no worries, they've got an idea to get you to the big gig.
This is the 2014 Summerfest Get Around Guide.
Marketing Director John Bowler says the printed guide has directions for every possible route to Summerfest. And if a paper copy doesn't do it for you, you've got options.
Just go to summerfest.com and we have the Get Around Guide right on the website.
That should help.
Indeed.
How about the forecast?
Mostly cloudy, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm, high near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but high near 70.
Currently, we have a temperature reading of 62 degrees. We've got afternoon baseball.
Brewers, Nationals.
All right. We gotta win this one. We don't need to be swept at Miller Park.
Exactly.
WHBL News Time, now at 12:06.